Today we have lesson number 44, continuing in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Terumos. We are up to Perek Yud, Mishneh Zayin and Ches, the 10th chapter, the 7th and 8th Mishnayos. In Mishneh Zayin we have the following halacha. Zeisei Chulin Shekivoshon im zeisei teruma. If a person soaks, or we would say pickles together, olives of chulin with olives of truma, and when things are immersed in the liquid, are being pickled, after a certain amount of time, we follow the halacha of 24 hours, we say kavush kimevusho, pickling something, soaking two things together, for an extended period of time, is as if you cook them together. So in this case, you pickle together, you are kovesh together, olives of chulin and olives of truma. So do the chulin olives take on the halacha of teruma or not? So as we will see in this Mishnah, it depends upon the condition of these chulin olives. Because if the chulin olives are still whole, complete, not crushed or split or cut in any way, then they are not boleya, they will not absorb from the truma, even under the condition of kavush, but rather they only give out their fluid, but they do not absorb from the outside anything into them. So, the Mishnah says, Pitsue chulin in pitsue teruma. If both the chulin olives and the truma olives were cut, split, open, or pitsue chulin im shaleme teruma, or the chulin olives were cut, split, open, and the truma olives were whole, so the truma olives are giving out their truma-ness, their truma quality, and the chulin olives are absorbing them, oh, b'mei teruma, or if the pitsue chulin, the crushed or cut olives, are being kavush, are being soaked together with the water of truma. What does that mean, the water of truma? So the Rash and the Bartanura understand the water of truma to mean water in which truma olives had been soaked. Whereas the Tiferes Yisrael says, Mei Truma can simply mean the juice of Truma fruits. In any case, in these three cases, the Chulin olives are Pitsuim, are cut, crushed, cut open, not whole. Then Osur, that entire mixture becomes Osur to be eaten by a Zor, because the Chulin Pitsuim absorb from the Zeisei Truma or from the Mei Truma, and therefore the whole container has a halacha of Truma and can only be eaten by a Kohen. Avol Shleimei Chulin in Pitsuei Truma. Suppose the Chulin olives are whole, intact, and therefore do not absorb, are not Boleya, but are only Polate, are only exude from their juices, but do not absorb. Then mutar, the chulin olives are mutar to a zor, because they have not taken into them any substantive truma. Since the Mishnah is discussing this inyan of things which are kivushim yacha, things which are soaked together in a container of liquid, so the Mishnah gives another halacha, nothing to do with truma, but another isur. Dog tome. If you have a fish which is not of a kosher species, shekivosho im dog tohor, which has been soaked together in a container, pickled as it were, with a kosher species of fish, a dog tohor. Now, and it's been done in let's say salt water. The halach, the fact is that when you soak fish with some salt added to the solution, the fish begins to exude a kind of brine, a very sticky, fluidy, and pungent substance, which is called tzir. And we will refer to this brine as tzir. So, how much tzir, of Dog Tohor is necessary to overcome the pungent taste of the brine, the tzir, exuding or oozing out from the Dog Tomeh. So we have three opinions, and they, as we will see, they are widely divergent opinions. The first opinion is, Im yesh mishkalas kol gorov shehu machazik sosayin. If you have a gorov is a ceramic container in which fish are soaked. That's just the name of the container. If the container is as large as two so'o, im yesh bo mishkal asoro zuz biyuhudo she'en chomei shloim bagolil dog tome. If in something, a container, which the total volume is 200 so'o, you have the weight of 10 zuz of Yehuda, which is 5 zuz of Golil, of Dog Tomei, because in Yehuda and in Golil they had different standards of measurement, and a Sela of, and therefore, the in Yehuda, the halacha is that 10 zuzim in Yehuda were equal to 20 zuzim in the Golil, because the weight of the Yehuda zuz was twice the weight of the Golil zuz. And Esrim zuz, 20 zuz, are Chomesh Shaloi. So in Yehuda, it's 10 zuz. In Golil, it's 5 shloim, which equals 20 zuz. If you have that much of a volume of Dog Tomei, then tziro also, the entire brine in this pot, this gorov of fish, becomes also. Now, what's the proportion here? So we have a little bit of arithmetic to do. And the arithmetic works as follows. A so'o is 6 kavim. A kav is 4 lugim, and a lug is 2 litraot, and a litra is 100 zuz. So now it turns out, if you do the arithmetic, do the math, in 2 so, in sosayim, there are 9,600 zuz. So 10 zuz of dog tome in a volume of 2 so works out to be 1 over 960. So if you have 960 ounces of dog tohor tzir outweighing 1 ounce of dog tome tzir, then it's all mutter to eat. However, if you don't have that tremendous volume, the proportion of 960, almost 1,000 to 1, then you're out of luck, and the whole gorov is also. This is the opinion of the Tanakhama. However, Rabbi Yehuda says, Revius besosayim. You don't require a proportion of 960 to 1, but rather, if the Gorov holds 2 so'o, then a Revius halug, a quarter of the lug of Dog Tomei, will make it also. But if you have less of Dog Tomei than that proportion, it is kosher. If we do the math on this one, a saw is 48 lugim, a quarter of a saw is 192, 1 over 192, meaning if you have a proportion of 192 to 1, almost 200 to 1, then it is mutar. If you don't have that much, then it is also. Interestingly enough, our study of Mishnayos throughout Shas, we learn that Rabbi Yehuda holds min bemino botel, eno botel. That if you have two of the same species, then it is never botel. How then can Rabbi Yehuda, who holds min bemino eno botel, hold that in this case it would be botel with a shear of 192 to 1? When normally he holds min bemino eino botel, the answer is that tzir, which is zeo bialmo, tzir is not mamoshus, tzir is not the substance of the dog tome, of the tray fish, but tzir is only the as it were, the perspiration of the fish. It's only some secondary liquid. The whole Iser is only midrabbonon. And since the whole Iser is only midrabbonon, Rabbi Yehuda does not apply his stringency of min b'mino here. But in any case, the Tanakama holds you need a huge amount, almost 1,000 to 1, to be mevatel tzir dog tome. Rabbi Yehuda holds a much lesser amount, only almost 200 to 1. Rabbi Yossi Omer Echod Mishisha Osorbo. Rabbi Yossi says 1/16, if you have 16 or more of Dog Tohor over and against the Dog Tome, that itself is sufficient to make the entire mixture Tohor. And the Rambam Paskins, incidentally, like Rabbi Yehuda. Rambam Paskins in Hilchas Macholos Asuros, Perik Tesvov, Halocha Lamed Dalet. Dog tome shekivosho im dog tohor hakol osur. If you pickle together a trefa fish, a non-kosher fish, with kosher fish, the whole pot is osur. Unless elim ken hoyo hatome echod mimosayim min hatohor. Unless the amount of the non-kosher fish is no more than 1/200th, to be exact, we would say 1/192. But the Rambam rounds it off and says, if you have 200 to 1, it's kosher, but less than 200 to 1, the entire gorov, the entire fish pot, would be osur. And so we have concluded lesson number 44.